Parshas Truma, in the beginning of the Parsha, it speaks about the donations that were given to the Mishkan. The Baruch Hashem and Moshe Lemor, Taber B'nei Yisrael V'ikuli Truma Meish Kol Isha She'idvenu Libo Tikulos Trumosi. He says, V'zois HaTruma She'tikul Meikom Zahav HaChesef V'dechoshes U'scheles V'agomim V'sulash Oni V'sheish V'izim Feroz Eli Medomin Vost Choshev Atzei Shittim Shem and Lamor B'som and Shem and Mishav V'ktor Sassamim. So it's interesting that it mentions all the donations. And it says, until Pasuk Vav. It doesn't say, Vishemin Lamor. Just Shemin Lamor. So what's the, why? Bechor, till now, it's listing all the donations. And every donation, it says ve 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 u vu ve ve ve, and then in pasuk vav, it's like a new beginning, no continuation to the previous. It doesn't say v'shem elamor, new beginning. Shem elamor b'som l'shem and amishcha v'tos asam. So what's the? Why not the V? Well, so the Chidah is the one who makes this Diyuk. But in order for us to understand the Chidah, we have to have a little bit of background. So if you look on page 8, Pasuk says, this is the Yain HaTov. And he writes a perish on the Targum. So the pasuk v'anesim heviu, so pasuk pshat means the nesim are the, you know, the heads of the shvatim. So the Targum Yonason teaches nesim to mean clouds, anonym. Look in the Yonason ben Uziel, v'anenei shemaya, azla lepishon. Look in he has the Aramaic and then the Hebrew on the other side. V'anenei shemayim halchu lepishon. So in the Siyim are the Anonim. So the Anonim, it was a miracle that the Anonim went and got from the ocean or whatever these precious jewels and transferred them over and dropped them down on in the Midbar where they were. And they got the most expensive, beautiful jewels as a freebie, the Anonim. That's the Targum Yonison. The Targum Yonison in the on the Pasuk Vanasim Hivu. So the Or Chaim HaKadosh has a famous zog in the Or Chaim HaKadosh, and he asks the question. if you look in the order of the gifts in the Mishkan, Zav, the Chesed, the Choshes, Tcheles, Agomon, etc. So the question is, the most precious were the Avnei Shom and the Avnei Miluim. So why are they mentioned last? That's the question of the Rechaim HaKadosh. So to tell you the truth, if I would have been giving this shiur any other time, I just get to the answer that I want to speak about now. But since we're doing the sugya of Bigdei Kahuna as well, I'll show you what he says also about Bigdei Kahuna. So here, look in the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, page 3. And you also have to realize that you're mechuyev to know every Orach Chaim HaKadosh. You know that. It's not China. Says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, Sarech Ladas, Lama kosuv avnei shom v'avnei miluim. V'seder achar kol hayud aleph minim. After it mentions all the things, why does it say avnei shom v'avnei miluim? Min haroi hayalo l'sadron kodim zahav v'chesef. Right? It should have mentioned them even before. It's more precious than zahav v'chesef. The avnei shom v'avnei miluim. Ki hei mu'ulim mehem. They're even better. So he says, why? So one pshat is, in other words, some learn that Nesim is Kepshuto. It means the heads of the tribes, not like the Yonasan, the Targum Yonasan that says that means the Anon. That the Nesim brought them Bachrona, because the Nesim basically said that Kshirosh Avi Yisrael Kol Atzach LeMishkan. The Nesim said that whatever the rest of the people will bring, let them bring, and if there's any room to bring more, then we'll bring the rest. But it was a certain like type of atzlus that they didn't, because it could be that they would end up not having to bring anything. So that's why the Os Yud was not mentioned in their name, as a diminution of the nishan of the Nesiim, that they lacked initiative. Because they said, you bring whatever, and we'll bring the rest. And they ended up bringing the Avnei Shom and the Avnei Miluim. So that's why they're mentioned at the end. Loma keim lemata mikulam. That's one reason. Old, the first word lies behave. Old nira, loma pishamru biyuma, shebigdei kahuna mutarim lehanos ben. That's the Gemara we did in Yuma. So Big Day Kahuna, you can get Hanah from. Umashma she'ein mo'olim ben. So it turns out that the Big Day Kahuna are on a lower level than the vessels of the Mikdash. Because the vessels of the Mikdash have Kedusha. You can't just use it Stamazai. So he says that, but the Big Day Kahuna we saw, that you can wear the Big Day Kahuna Shalom B'Shas Avoda. His question is, do you have to take out the Avnet or not? Right? That's not Machlokas Rambam and the Raivin, whether you can wear the Kalayim Shalom B'Shas Avoda. But the Gemara says, Mitzad Hanoshabo, you can wear the Big Day Kahuna Shalom B'Shas Avoda as long as you're not wearing the Begodim that have the Shatnas in it. And it's not a problem that you're getting benefits from the Big Day Kahuna Shalom B'Shas Avoda. So because the Big Day Kahuna don't have that Kedusha, like the rest of the Kalim. And the Avnei Shom and Avnei Miluim were used for what? For the Big Day Kahuna. And since the Big Day Kahuna didn't have that Kedusha, it was a low level of Kedusha, didn't have the level, real Kedusha, and the Avnei Miluim and Avnei Shom and Avnei Miluim were going to use for that, so therefore it's mentioned later. The other things, Zav, the Kesev, and the Choshes, are going to be Chves, part of the Mizbeach, part of the things that had really had Kedusha. So that's why it's mentioned last. That's the second teretz. Me'ata b'dinhu l'sadei b'achrona avnei shom avnei miluim achar kol hayud alav dvarim l'tzad shekol yud alav dvarim kulam heim tzorchei mishkan v'avod oso ma she'en kein avodim she'enem elo l'bigdei kahuna. And the third thing he answers, that's the teretz that I would have just skipped to that because that's the part of the Musa that I want to bring out here. But again, since we were doing Big Day Kahuna, we did that. We just did that Gemara in Yuma, so Taval to, you know, not to show you in the Rechaim HaKadosh. But then the first word on the line is She'enam. Od nira al pi divrei mzal shamru biyuma shanonim hayuma vimes. If you hold based on the Gemara and based on the Targum Yonason that the anonim brought anonim hayuma vimes avnei sholem him came yishulchan gavoy hayuma vim below torach. So he says that the pshat is that they just got it as a freebie. There was no effort, even though they're most precious jewels, but there was no effort into it. See, when a person donated Zahav HaKesef and Nechoshes, that means he worked and he worked to buy Zahav HaKesef and Nechoshes, and now he's donating it. That's a big thing. You worked so much to earn the money to buy the Zahav, and now you're donating it? That's a big thing. Masha'en came, the Avnei Shom and Avnei Meluim just got dropped down from the sky. They were a freebie. So since they didn't have any Torah v'yigia, so therefore they were mentioned last. Because, as Rav Novominsky Rebbe once said, the chashivas is not so much, because there was no amal, no Torah, no amelis that went into them. They just got it as a freebie, min ha-shamayim, and then they donated it. So big deal. So even though Take was more expensive, but that's considered less chashuv. Oh. So now we can go back and answer the question of the chidah. The chidah had a clue. We start off with the question of the chidah. But the pasuk says v'ichuli truma, right? And then it says the questions all the gifts: zahav, achesev, nechoshes, tcheles, vargomim, all vav. And then all of a sudden, pasuk vav, no vav achibor anymore. So what's the pshat? So the chidah mentions this. This is diuk. What page? 17. So now, I really meant to bracket Gimel on the second column. Somehow, I guess when I was making the brackets, I got sidetracked. I put the brackets on Beis Aleph. I meant to put it on Gimel. So look inside. He says, Zos ha-truma shatiku meitchon. Harav ha-gadol ha-meri zevi da-shinu l'hani kroa kisinei behektim ha-shakosu b'targam ha-myuchos l'yonason da-anod ishmaye heviu avnei shom v'avnei milum v'pishon v'zabosh also, the Targum says that the Shemen also came from Gan Eden. So that was also part of the gift. So he says like this, V'yichuli Truma. So he's Nupshat. V'yichuli Truma, Hashem says, I'm also going to give Truma. And then the gam me'ez kol isha she'idvenu libo tikhu as trumasi. And the second thing is me'ez kol isha she'idvenu libo, then the people will also bring. So there are two trumas. One is from Hashem and one is from the people. So zos ha truma she'tikhu me'itam. This is v'ikuli mitruma means Hashem, I'm going to give, and then me'ez kol ish hashed venu libo, the people are going to give, and then it starts listing all the things the people gave: zahav, kesef, nechoshet, tcheles, until what? Shemel lamor. That's a whole new thing because that came min hashamayim, migan eden, whatever. So that's why there's no vav, because now it's starting now to delineate Hakadosh Baruch Hu's gift. Shemel Amor, that we don't have questions now. Okay, that's how the Chidah explained it. But the point is, especially we saw in the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, is that whatever is more ba'amelus is considered more chashuv. And there's a famous Tana de Bei Eliyahu. The Lada Sfarim quote this Tana de Bei Eliyahu on page 9. The Tana de Bei Eliyahu says, Kevin Shekiblu Yisrael Ol Malchul Shamayim B'Simcha. When Klal Yisrael is Mekabel Ol Malchul Shamayim B'Simcha, for Amru Kol Asher Diber Hashem Naseh V'Nishma. Right, they said Kol Asher Diber Hashem Naseh V'Nishma. Miana Makadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Shem Yomal Yisrael Sheyol Shelo Mishkan. Tabel Me Yisrael V'Asum Li Mikdash Hashchati B'Solchem. That right after Klal Yisrael said Naseh V'Nishma, Hashem right away says Vichuli Truma Vasuli Mikdash. So what's the connection? Why right after Naseh V'Nishma is there this sivoy of the Melechus HaMishkan? What's the connection? So the Satmar Rebbe in the Beirach Moshe says a vort. He says like this. First he quotes from the Yismach Moshe. There's a famous chazal, we should take a look on page 14, of Vavam Beis. V'amar Rav Yitzchak, im yom alcha adam yagati v'lo matzasi al tamin. The person says he toiled and he didn't find success. Don't believe him. Lo yagati, if he didn't toil, umatzasi al tamin. Yagati umatzasi tamin. So the Yismach Moshe says, Yagati matzasi tamin. But l'chor, it's a little bit strange. Because Yagati means I toiled, and therefore I accomplished because I toiled. But matzasi is a mitzia. Mitzia usually means that you find something, you find a lost object. So what does it mean, Yagati matzasi? If it's Yigiyah, it's not a Metziah. So what does it mean, Yagati Umatzasi? So he writes that in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to work, to put in effort. And we shouldn't think, like Rabbi Willig once mentioned a similar idea, like big knockers, that it's really our effort that caused the success over here. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us put in effort, and then once he sees he puts in effort, he gives it us as a freebie. But it's not always commensurate. In other words, you think that's like Rabbi Willig once mentioned. Sometimes a person can put in Yigiyah in A, and then Hashem sends him B, even though he didn't put in that effort in B. But the point is, you just have to put in the effort. Whatever you're getting is coming from Hashem anyway. And that's how he explains Yagati Umatzasi. If you do Yigiyah, then Hashem will give you a Metziah. So that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a Metziah after you did a Yigiyah. So the Satmar Rebbe says, getting back to the Beirach Moshe, he says, Naseh V'Nishma, what does that mean? Look on page 19. Vizeh, the paragraph Vizeh on the right side. Vizeh shadar shatana de Be'eliyahu, v'shasha omru Yisrael nasa v'nishma, shemikodim. See, nasa means you have to do, you have to toil. Nishma means that then you'll understand. So the nasa is the yigiyah, and the nishma is the, as he writes on the page before, is the havana that Hashem gave you as a matana. So he says that's the pshat. That once Klal Yisrael learned this lesson, that they said Naseh V'Nishma, they realize that they have to do Yigiyah, and then Hashem will, if they Yigiyah b'Torah, then the Nishma, then they'll understand. And only because Hashem is giving it to them b'matana. So the same thing over here. Hashem says you have to build a Mishkan. So they do everything they can, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the rest b'matana. And that's the the rest that was brought from the Anan. But you first have to do the Yigiyah. And then Hashem will give you, like Rabbi Willig once mentioned, Hashem could give you a matana, a metziah, nothing to do with your Yigiyah. You know? But like the mashal, I don't know, that I've heard. The person is going out dating, and he's dating this person, and it doesn't work. And then the next one comes, and it, you know, because you put in your Yigiyah. Hashem wants you to put in the Yigiyah. So you put in the Yigiyah. The success is all Tolei on Hashem. Whether it's going to be from this one or that one or whatever. Even for one you put in Yigiyah when you succeed, it's because Hashem let it succeed. And the same thing, so when, once they said Nafsa v'Nishma, they understood this idea that you put in Yigiyah and Hashem will finish off or let it succeed. And right after that is the Mishkan, where you have the same idea. They did dissolve the Kesef and the Choshev. And then Hashem gives His presence, like the Chidah says, Shem Elamor, Avnei Shoam, Avnei Miluim, etc. Oh, but there's one other point that I want to show you. Besides the concept that a person shouldn't be lazy and you have to put in your effort, and you should realize even when you're putting in your effort, the ultimate success is because you're getting Siyata Deshmaya, not because of your effort. So on page 6, it says, V'yatzak tolo arba tabos zohov nasata arba pamosov. This is the Aron. So it said they should make four rings that they put the poles in the rings, but there were four rings. So it's a funny lashon. V'yatzaktolo. Why don't you say v'asisa? V'yatzakto also means to create. But what's the lashon v'yatzaktolo? Oh, so there's a beautiful idea that the Chasan Sofer writes, based on the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas quotes a pasuk on page 21. From Lochem Beis. It says, Vayomer Yoshafat, etc. Vayomer Po Elisha ben Shofar, Asher Yotzak Mayim al Yidei Eliyon. That Elisha was Yotzak Mayim. He poured water. Right? He poured water for Eliyahu, his Rebbe. Right? So from this, the Gemara says in Brachas on page 23 on Zayin Amud Beis, Amar of Yochum Meshum Meshibim Ben Yochai Gedolo Shimusha Shal Torah Yosef Milimuda. That the Shimusha Shal Torah, not only going to the Shir, but also having a relationship with the Rebbe, etc., is even greater than the actual learning. Because you see that Elisha, it says, Asher Yotzak Mai Modei Eliyahu. It doesn't speak about this is Elisha who learned by Elio, but this is Elisha who Yotzak Mayim al Yidei Elio. So it's going on the Shimusha. Melamed Shigdola Shimusha Yosef Milimuda. So the Chasam Sofer, on page 20, says that's Pshat. Why it says V'yatzakta. Here, V'yatzakta, second column. V'yatzakta lo, Peish Rashi, yeah. Hekta Rashi, why it's Yitzike, Nechazal, Brach Zayin, Asher Yotzak, Lachin Omer Kahn, Gabi Oron. Oron is Meramis to Torah, to Talmidei Chachamim, It says Loshon Yitzika, because that's the Loshon of Mayim Asher Yotzak Al Yidei, that he would, Elisha was Yotzak Al Yidei Kai Al Shimusha. So the point is that when we speak about Torah and we speak about Amelis B'Torah, so it's interesting, in the third column he quotes, why were the tabos round? To show that Torah's round and there's no end, and you always have to keep being involved in Torah. It's round, and that's what he writes in the third column, Yatzaktolo, Chein Mamish B'Limud HaTorah, Ein Lokeitz, it's round, it keeps going around and around. But the idea also is the Shimusha Shel Torah, that a lot of times a person might learn, but has no relationship with a Rav, with a Talmud Chacham. So that's very also important in the Amelis B'Torah, and very important to realize that Amelis is important, and to realize that even the Amelis, afterwards, we're only getting in B'Torah Smetziah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but V'Yatzakta, use the Lashon V'Yatzakta to show the idea of Shimusha. Elisha and Eliyahu, it was his Rebbe, Eliyahu, as Yatzak Mayim. He poured the water. There was some type of relationship of watching him interact in a social manner outside the actual learning itself. And that's also a lima, to see how he talks, to see how he walks, to see how he interacts, etc. And that's by the Orem. The Orem Tamecham, the Atzaktolo, is the Yitzika, is the, we learn out Gedola Shimusha Yosa Milimuda, and that also we have to put in effort. Because to have a relationship with anybody in life, you have to put in effort to have a relationship. With friends, you have to put effort into your friendship. When you start dating, Bez Hashem, you have to put effort into that. Any relationship you have in the Limud HaTorah, Avadi, you have to put in effort. And the relationship you have with a person, you also have to put an effort into that relationship. But that's V'Yatzaktolo. That we were talking about the Aron, and the Talmid Chachamim, and the Torah, we have to always remember the Shimusha Shel Torah as well, that personal relationship above and beyond the content of the learning, but also the Yitzika, that Gadol Shimusha Yosham Limuda, is also very important as well.